19, and we do have emergency triple team traffic coverage. And here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15 remains closed in Box Elder County. This is 10 miles south of the Idaho state line. It's due to a tractor trailer across both lanes of traffic there. Anticipate big delays. And then we have the crash with injuries now out of traffic up against the left shoulder, southbound I-15. Multiple vehicles involved here. It's after 1300 South, but that is stacking up delays into downtown. Brendan Crowe?
We got a crash southbound I-15, about 282 off-ramp, and the car is off to the shoulder in Lehigh, so nothing doing there. But just something to be advised of, there is some potential looky-loo traffic slowing things down. Those delays eastbound I-80 from Foothill along the east build have been cleared and cars are traveling back at freeway speeds. And there's still some residual afternoon traffic slowing things down southbound I-15 from Fashion Place through Midvale. Mark?
KSL traffic time. We can live with now bouncing back nicely 16 minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington, northbound I-15. The delays dipping in speeds briefly right about the north interchange, and then the Davis County slowdowns improving as well, but you'll still be dipping in speeds and spots from just before Shepherd Lane up to Layton Hills Mall, Highway 89. The Fruit Heights delays are improving, and you still have some northbound delays through some lane shiftings in the far west area. Green Mango Pest Control. Don't wait for the knock at your door before it's time to get rid of your bugs. 801-839-7545. $50 KSL special. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.